Hello to our healthy listeners. I'm psychologist Andres Chimal, and today I invite you to explore how social support networks can enhance our resilience potential. Let's discover together how our connections with others strengthen our ability to overcome adversity. So stay with me until the end.
Welcome to Health Radio, the podcast where leading experts in various fields of human health address the topics that concern you the most and those you are curious to know more in depth. Health Radio, the podcast of health.
To begin with, let's define what resilience is. According to the American Psychological Association, resilience is a process of positive adaptation in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant resources of stress. This concept has been extensively studied and developed by researchers such as Norman Garmessy, Emmy Berner, and Mexican curious like Blanca Barcelata and Norma González Arratia. Garmessy, in particular, highlighted the importance of protective factors in developing resilience, one of which is social support networks. Resilience involves not only the ability to bounce back after difficult experiences, but also the capacity to grow and develop through them. Mastin described resilience as the capacity of dynamic systems to withstand or recover from significant adversity. This concept can apply not only to individuals, but also to groups such as families, communities, and organizations. Social support networks refer to the relationships and connections we maintain with other people, including friends, family, co-workers, and the broader community. These networks provide a sense of belonging, emotional support, and practical resources that can be crucial in times of crisis. Having a solid support network can reduce stress levels, improve emotional well-being, and facilitate recovery after adverse events. Social support not only provides direct assistance, but also influences how we perceive and respond to stress. The perception of having available support can be as important as the actual support received. People with strong social support networks tend to feel more secure and optimistic, which can enhance their ability to manage stress and challenges. How do social support networks work? Social support networks promote resilience in several ways. Emotional support provides comfort and empathy, allowing people to express their feelings and receive validation. This type of support can include listening without judgment, offering words of encouragement, and simply being present for the person. Instrumental support includes practical help, such as offering transportation, financial assistance, or help with daily tasks. This support can alleviate stress by reducing the burden of daily responsibilities and providing practical solutions to problems. Informational support offers advice, information, and guidance that can help make informed decisions. These can include suggestions on how to handle a particular situation, information about available resources, and guidance on accessing necessary help. Appreciative support includes positive feedback and recognition that reinforce self-esteem and self-efficacy. This type of support can strengthen self-confidence and motivate the person to keep going despite difficulties. In addition to these types of support, social networks can also provide a sense of belonging and community. Feeling part of a group can provide a sense of identity and purpose, which can be especially important in times of crisis. Numerous studies have demonstrated the importance of social support networks in developing resilience. Emmy Berner, in her study with people of Kauai, found that children who had at least one loving relationship with an adult outside their immediate family were more likely to develop resilience behaviors. This study underscored the importance of positive and stable relationships in child development and how these relationships can buffer against stress and adversity. In more recent research, Southwick highlighted how social support can mitigate the negative effects of stress and promote overall well-being. The studies have found that people with strong support networks have lower levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, and higher levels of oxytocin, a hormone associated with attachment and well-being. Blanca Barzilata, in the Latin America context, emphasized how social support networks are crucial in communities with high levels of adversity. Her research shows that her community support and cultural identity can be important sources of resilience, solidarity, and sense of community in collectivist cultures and provide a strong emotional and practical backing. González Arratia has explored how social support networks in the school context can help children and adolescents develop resilience. Her study suggests that support from teachers and classmates can be crucial for emotional and academic development, especially in children facing significant challenges. Developing and maintaining social support networks requires effort and dedication. Here are some strategies to strengthen these connections. Engage in the community. Participating in community activities, interest groups, and social events can help build meaningful relationships. Volunteering, joining local clubs, or attending community events are excellent ways to meet new people and strengthen existing connections. Maintaining regular contact. Communicating regularly with friends and family strengthens existing relationships. This can include phone calls, text messages, video calls, and in-person meetings. Consistency in communication helps maintaining and deepen connections. Offer support to others. Being supportive to others can also strengthen relationships and create a sense of reciprocity. Offering help and being available for others can foster stronger and more meaningful relationships. Seek new connections. This is the one I like the most. Joining clubs, volunteer groups, or courses can provide opportunities to meet new people. Seeking activities to align with your personal interest can help you find people with similar interests and build new relationships. Cultivate existing relationships. It is important not only to make connections, but also to nurture existing relationships. Take the time to listen and to be present for friends and family can strengthen these connections. Practice empathy and active listening are crucial skills for building and maintaining relationships, showing genuine interest in the lives of others and being present in conversations can help strengthen connections. Social support networks not only help in times of crisis, but also have long-term benefits. People with strong support networks tend to have better mental and physical health, higher levels of happiness, and longer lives. Social connections act as a buffer against stress, reducing the risk of mental illness and improving the quality of life. Studies have shown that people with strong support networks are less likely to suffer from depression, anxiety, and other mental illness. Additionally, social connections can improve immune factor to reduce inflammation, which can have positive effects on long-term physical health. Our relationships can also provide opportunities for personal growth and development. Interactions with others can offer new perspectives, ideas, and experiences that can enrich our lives and help us learn and grow. Furthermore, social support networks can provide a source of motivation and accountability, helping us maintain healthy habits and achieve our personal goals. To illustrate the importance of social support networks, let's consider some stories of resilience. Anna's history. Anna, a young mother who lost her job during COVID-19 pandemic, found crucial support in her community. Neighbors came together to provide resources and food to childcare, allowing her to find new employment and maintain stability for her family. The emotional and practical support of her community was vital to her ability to recover and thrive. Carlos Case. Carlos, a university student facing extreme stress and academic burnout, found a support group to his university. This group, composed of other students facing similar challenges, met regularly to share experiences and coping strategies. Through this connection, Carlos not only improved his emotional well-being, but also found new ways to manage his academic load. Maria's experience. Maria, a 70-year-old woman living alone, felt isolated after the death of her husband. However, she joined a local walking group for seniors. Through this group, she not only improved her physical health, but also formed new friendships and provided emotional support and a new perspective on life. These histories highlight how social support networks can make significant difference in a person's ability to face and overcome adversity. In conclusion, social support networks are a crucial protective factor for increasing our resilience potential. Through our relationships and connections, we can find the support needed to face adversities and thrive. Remember, fostering and maintaining these networks requires effort, but the long-term benefits for our health and well-being are immense. Let us always remember the importance of staying connected and supporting each other in this journey of life. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope it has been useful to you and helps you to reflect the importance of not being alone. Building and maintaining a support network is essential for resilient and healthy life. Thank you for listening to us in this new chapter of this new series
in Health Radio.
This is Maria Chumal speaking to you. Thank you for being with us one more time. Follow us on our social networks, Facebook and Instagram. You can search us as Health Radio. And also, please follow my new page on Facebook, Senderos de Serenidad, in which I will be in contact with you more directly. Thank you very much and see you next time.
You've listened to Health Radio. Thanks for joining us. Be aware to our next podcast, where you'll find specialized information, guests, and more on prevention to keep yourself healthy. Don't forget to subscribe to our page to stay tuned about all the news we are preparing and share it with your friends to contribute to create a healthy community. See you soon and take care. Health Radio, the podcast of health.